Welcome in to Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey. As it's been the offseason for the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks have stayed busy over the last 2 months. And they were busy once again today as they acquired Chris Kreider from the New York Rangers, also a fourth-round pick in exchange for Carey Terance and a third-round pick. We're joined by Chris now right here on the stream. Chris, welcome to Anaheim.
Yeah, thank you very much. Super excited to be a part of the organization.
What was kind of your initial reaction to the news?
Well, it's something we've kind of talked about and gone back and forth about for the last couple of weeks. So I guess it wasn't like a total surprise or a shock, but I think more surprised just with the number of people that reached out, whether it be from earlier in my hockey career, my time with the Rangers, but especially the just how welcoming everyone's been within the Anaheim organization, the players and some of the staff. So, it's hard not to be super excited to be joining that group. So,
well, we're certainly excited to have you join us here in Anaheim. Now, you did have to waive your no trade clause in order to join the Ducks. What appealed to you about being a part of the group here?
Yeah, I think obviously there's some familiarity with some of the players on the roster, having played with a bunch of those guys in New York. And I think the longer you play hockey, the hockey world gets just that much smaller. So I think I've crossed paths with a lot of guys, even if I hadn't played with them necessarily with the Rangers. Maybe it was at the gym that I work out over the summer skates, even international tournaments or through USA Hockey. So I feel like I've gotten to know a lot of the guys on that roster in one way or another. And everyone just has such glowing things to say about not only the organization, but the staff, the living situation and the direction the team's going in. Honestly, I had some really good conversations with incoming coach Bill Quenneville and with the general manager with Beaker. So, like you said, it was a bit of a process the last couple of weeks, but I think the anticipation and the excitement is just built from those conversations.
You talk about some of those relationships that you have with players now that are here in Anaheim. I know one of those guys is Trevor Zegras, as he posted that photo already of you two on his Instagram this morning. When did you hear from him when you knew about the news?
What did he post? I don't have any social media. So
it's on his Instagram.
Funny story. I came into the gym that we work out at. It's Prentice Hockey Performance in Stamford. And there's been a lot of great hockey players, great people have come through there. So they actually put up jerseys of anyone who's come in and trained at that gym. So I walked in this morning and there was a quack, quack, quack up on my jersey. courtesy of Trevor Zegras. So what picture did he post exactly? Was it that picture?
No, it was from the charity hockey tournament that you guys are a part of together. Just you guys kind of hugging. So yeah. No, not that picture, but we might have to see that one too.
I think he was keenly aware that there was interest and that there was a possibility that I would come to the Ducks. And I just kind of confirmed it for him this morning. And mm-hmm. Yeah, he was pretty excited for me. It was really cool. He's such an energetic, happy, friendly kid. So it was a great little welcome to the organization from this morning. Practically tackled me.
Oh man. You're also going to be reunited with Jacob Trouba. You wore the A in New York. He wore the C in New York. What are you excited for in getting to see him again?
Yeah, Jacob is got to be one of the best teammates I've ever played with. What am I excited about? I mean, everything that he brings, as a player and as a leader, that's a guy that you want on your team. That's a guy that you want to play with. And then he's a terrific friend too. So that's certainly a massive plus. Super easy guy to talk to. He's been such a good friend, such a good teammate to me for such a long time. So being able to play with him again is amazing.
Well, as we keep going down this list of former teammates for you, Ryan Strome specifically sent us a question for you. So I want to ask you from him, who was your favorite person to ever carpool with? Ever, he said.
Oh, that's a bit of a layup, right? yeah. No, I've had some pretty great carpool buddies. I think first person that I drove with was Matt Zuccarello. And then there was a time period where I was with Cam Talbot and Adam McQuaid. And then it was Phil Heedle and Ryan Strome. So, I mean, recency bias, obviously Stromer, but no, Stromer was terrific. Zook was a bit of a bully because I was a young guy. So, Cam Talbot's an old friend, but you know, there've been several carpools. And I would say Ryan Strome is right at the top of that list. He's the guy. we had some really good times driving in and out to practice and, talking hockey, talking about life, talking music, giving Phil Heedle a hard time. So, yeah, those are great memories, and you know, hopefully we can maybe revisit that and keep that going, depending on where we end up living.
Yeah, who gets to play the music? You or him?
I remember that we had a pretty similar interest in music. I don't know. I felt like we were both talking so often that it didn't really matter who was on the radio, and. You know, trying to get Phil Heedle to talk at the time. So, but no, it was a ton of fun. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing him and playing with him again as well.
Strome is a big personality on our DuckStream platform that we have here that you're joining us on right now. We've had him on, Frank Vetrano, Jacob Druba. They've all been on together actually to share some stories. So hopefully we'll be able to get you in that rotation with them too.
We'll see. I think they probably do a good job. They probably don't necessarily need me, but if you need me to sit behind the camera and, you know, provide the laugh track, I'm a sucker for a laugh, and all three of those guys can make me laugh pretty consistently.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your time in New York. I mean, 13 years is a long time. You were drafted there. What are the kind of emotions that come along with this trade for you?
Yeah, you go through, I think, a pretty, wide array of emotions. I think at the end of the day, the most consistent thing is gratitude. I feel incredibly lucky to have played for the Rangers for as long as I did. I don't think a lot of people get that opportunity. I think for a long time, I kind of had to pinch myself, and there's probably a bit of imposter syndrome. I just feel very grateful, very lucky to have been a part of this organization, a part of the New York Rangers, and to have honestly, at the end of the day, made the kind of relationships that I was able to make through the game of hockey and through the Rangers. I mean, 18-year-old kid getting drafted out of high school hockey in Massachusetts. That process happened for me super quickly. I think my family and I were, kind of shocked that process, and then to have been picked by a big market team like that. It was all a whirlwind. It went by super quick. But to have made the kind of friendships and kind of relationships that my family and I were able to make through playing for the Rangers, I can't be anything other than grateful for that. Like, those are friends that I'll have for life. And I mean, obviously there's a few of them on the Ducks. So
yeah, just a few. As you developed your play on the ice over, you know, that the time that you spent in New York, you're known for being a clutch performer in big moments, also just a big power forward. What are some of your traits on the ice that you would describe yourself as?
I think I've always prided myself on being a strong skater, being able to get around the ice well. Seems like everyone's a good skater now in the NHL. Everyone moves incredibly well. So that's something that I consistently work on, consistently try to improve. I think I'm a strong skater for how large I am, how strong I am. So, I think my game, when I'm effective, is taking away people's time and space with that skating, with my size and being able to get to the inside to produce offense, especially watching the playoffs. I think, today's game now more than ever, like with the goaltending, with the defense, with the pre-scout, with all the information that we have, like, you need to get to in and around that paint to score goals. And that's something that I definitely take pride in.
As you looked at this young team in Anaheim, do you see a role of leadership for you here too?
I think there's going to be an element of that. Mm-hmm. I think that's something we've talked about. I know that's something that we've talked about a little bit, for me, I think when I reflect on being a leader, what my leadership style would be, if I'm being genuine, it's more one-on-one. I think Troops mentioned to someone that I can be loud in the room. I don't think I'm necessarily loud in the room, but I'll talk. I'm somewhat vocal, but I really like working with people one-on-one. If I see something, I think that makes me better. I think that makes them better. Coming at it from a place of humility, and I'm always looking to learn. I think that's what makes this game so fun. I feel like the more you learn, the more you realize there is to learn. So, I mean, I'm 34 now, and I get excited every day going to the rink, knowing that there's opportunity to get better. So, and I think that's a locker room with a ton of guys with talent and skill and speed. I'm looking to learn from them, and hopefully I can impart a little wisdom too.
Well, Chris, just a few more for you as we're learning a bit more about yourself too. I've been told that you can speak several languages. What languages are those, and how did you learn them?
No, I barely speak English. I've just kind of managed to fool everyone. It's just something I think the New York media just kind of latched on to.
Okay.
I speak like very poor Russian, as you could ask any of the Russians that I've played with, and a little bit of probably as much, if not more, Spanish. But
All right. Well, how about the piano? I heard you play the piano too in team hotel lobbies.
Poorly. When I have a little time on my hands, yeah.
Okay. Well, You'll be able to enjoy the sun here, the beach here. I don't know if that's something that you enjoy too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most people enjoy that, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's gravy, but you know, at the same time, I'm looking forward to getting to the rink with that group, mm-hmm. getting to work, building something special. I think there's an opportunity to build something really special. You know, going into every training camp, the goal is to make the playoffs, right? And I'm looking forward to helping this group get there, and you know, doing what I can to help win hockey games.
Well, thank you, Chris, for joining us. We're excited to have you here in Anaheim. Looking forward to seeing you in a few months, and best of luck with the move out here this summer.
Great. Thank you very much. Have a great summer. See you soon.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.